Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 42, Special Incidents with Sanatan Goswami, Episode 1, Your Body is My Property. When Srila Rupa Goswami returned from Jagannath Puri to Bengal, Sanatan Goswami went from Mathura to Jagannath Puri to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sanatan Goswami walked alone on the path through the Jharikhand forest in central India. Sometimes he fasted and sometimes he would eat. Because of bad water in the Jharikhand forest and because of fasting, Sanatan Goswami contracted a disease that made his body itch. Thus, Sanatan was afflicted with itching sores from which fluid oozed. In disappointment, Sanatan Goswami considered, "I am of a low caste, and my body is useless for devotional service. When I go to Jagannath Puri, I shall not be able to see Lord Jagannath, nor shall I always be able to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I have heard that the residential quarters of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are near the temple of Jagannath, but I shall not have the power to go near the temple, for the servants of Lord Jagannath generally move about tending to their duties. But if they touch me, I shall become an offender. Therefore, if I sacrifice this body in a good place, then my happiness will be mitigated, and I shall attain an exalted destination. So during the Rath Yatra festival, when Lord Jagannath comes out of the temple, I shall give up this body under the wheel of Jagannath's car. And after seeing Lord Jagannath, I shall give up my body under the wheel of the car in the presence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, this will be the highest benediction of my life." Having thus made this resolution, Sanatan Goswami went to Nilachala, where he asked directions from people and approached the residence of Haridas Thakur. Sanatan offered respects to the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur, who knew Sanatan, and thus embraced him. Sanatan Goswami was very eager to see the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, Haridas Thakur replied, "Sri Krishna Chaitanya is coming here very soon." And at that very moment, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after visiting the temple of Jagannath to see the offering of Upalabhoga, or morning refreshments, came with his other devotees to see Haridas Thakur. Seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, both Haridas Thakur and Sanatan Goswami immediately fell flat like rods to offer obeisances. Sri Krishna Chaitanya then lifted Haridas and embraced him. Haridas Thakur then said to Lord Chaitanya, "Here is Sanatan Goswami offering obeisances." Upon seeing Sanatan Goswami, Sri Krishna Chaitanya was greatly surprised. Lord Chaitanya then said, "Oh, it is very good that you have arrived here, Sanatan. Now, stay in this room with Haridas Thakur. For both of you are expert in understanding the mellows of Lord Krishna's devotional service. You should therefore both continue relishing the taste for such activities and chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra." Having said this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up and left, and through Govinda, his servant, Sri Krishna Chaitanya sent prasadam for both of them to eat. In this way, Sanatan Goswami stayed under the care of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He would see the wheel on the pinnacle of the Jagannath temple and offer respectful obeisances every day. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go there just to meet these two stalwart devotees and discuss topics of Krishna with them for some time. The offerings of prasadam in the temple of Lord Jagannath were of the highest quality. Lord Chaitanya would bring this prasadam and deliver it to Sanatan Goswami and Haridas Thakur. One day, when Sri Krishna Chaitanya came to meet them, Lord Chaitanya suddenly began speaking to Sanatan Goswami. "My dear Sanatan, if I could attain Krishna by committing suicide, well, I would certainly give up millions of bodies without a moment's hesitation. You should know that one cannot attain Krishna simply by giving up one's body. For Krishna is attainable by devotional service, and there is no other means to attain Krishna. Acts such as suicide are influenced by the mode of ignorance, and in ignorance and passion, one cannot understand who Krishna is. Unless one discharges devotional service, one cannot awaken one's dormant love for Krishna, and there is no means to attain Krishna other than awakening that dormant love. Na sadayati mang yogo, na sankyang dharma udava, na swadhyaya tapastyago, yatha bhaktir mamorjita. O my dear Udava, neither through Ashtanga Yoga, the mystic yoga system to control the senses, nor through impersonal monism, or an analytical study of the Absolute Truth, nor through study of the Vedas, nor through austerities, charity, or even the acceptance of sannyas, can satisfy me as much as by developing unalloyed devotional service unto me. O Sanatan, measures like suicide are causes for sin, and a devotee never achieves shelter at Krishna's lotus feet by such actions. Now, because of feelings of separation from Krishna, an exalted devotee sometimes wants to give up his or her life by such ecstatic love. However, at that time, one attains the audience of Krishna, and he or she can no longer possibly give up that body. One who is deeply in love with Krishna cannot tolerate separation from Krishna. Therefore, such a devotee always desires his or her own death. Yasyangri pankaja raja snapanang mahanto vanchanti umapatir ivatmatamo apahyatyai yarhi ambujaksha na labheya bhavet prasadam chakyang asun vrata krishan chata janmabhi syat. Rukmini Devi prayed, "O lotus-eyed one, great personalities like Lord Shiva desire to bathe in the dust of your lotus feet just to drive away ignorance. So if I do not get the mercy of your lordship, I shall thus observe vows to reduce the duration of my life, and thus I shall give up bodies for hundreds of births if it is possible to get your mercy in that way." Sinchanga nastwad adharam rita purakena hasava loka kalagita chahrichayagnim nocheid vayang viraha jagni upayukta deha dhyanena yama padayo padabing sakhete. And the gopis prayed, "O dear Krishna, by your smiling glances and melodious talk, you have awakened a fire of lusty desire in our hearts. So now you should extinguish that fire with a stream of nectar from your lips by kissing us. Kindly do this. Otherwise, dear friend, the fire within our hearts will burn our bodies to ashes because of separation from you. And thus, by such meditation, we shall claim shelter at your lotus feet. And so, my dear Sanatan, give up all your nonsensical desires, for they are unfavorable for getting shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. Engage yourself in chanting and hearing. Then you will soon achieve the shelter of Krishna without a doubt. Keep in mind, a person born in a low family is not unfit for discharging devotional service to Lord Krishna, nor is one fit for devotional service simply because he or she is born in an aristocratic family of brahmanas. Anyone who takes to devotional service is exalted, whereas a non-devotee is always condemned and abominable. Therefore, in the discharge of devotional service to Krishna, there is no consideration of the status of one's family. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is always favorable to the humble and meek. But aristocrats, learned scholars, and the wealthy are always proud of their positions. Vipradvishadguna yutad aravinda nabha padaravinda vimukachva pachang varishtam manye tad arpita mano vachanehi tarta pranang punati sakulang natubhurimanah. Prahlad Maharaj prayed to Lord Nrsimha. One may be born in a Brahmana family and have all 12 Brahmanical qualities, but if in spite of being thus qualified, one is not devoted to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, who has a navel shaped like a lotus, then one is not as good as even a chandala, who has dedicated his or her mind, words, activities, wealth, and life to the service of the Lord. Simply to take birth in a Brahmana family or to have Brahmanical qualities is not sufficient. One must be a pure devotee of the Lord. Thus, if a Shvapacha or Chandala is a devotee, then he or she delivers not only oneself, but one's entire family as well. Whereas the Brahmana who is not a devotee, but simply has Brahminical qualifications, cannot even purify oneself, what to speak of one's family. Among the ways of executing devotional service, the 9 prescribed methods are the best, for these processes have great potency to deliver Krishna and ecstatic love for Krishna. Of the 9 processes of devotional service, the most important is to always chant the holy name of the Lord. If one does so, avoiding the 10 kinds of offenses, one very easily obtains the most valuable love of Godhead. After hearing all of this from Lord Chaitanya, Sanatan Goswami was exceedingly astonished. He could understand and thus concluded, "My decision to commit suicide has not been greatly appreciated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." Lord Chaitanya, who knows everything, past, present, and future, has thus forbidden me to commit suicide. Sanatan Goswami then fell down, touching the lotus feet of the Lord, and spoke to Sri Krishna Chaitanya as follows. "My Lord, you are the omniscient, merciful, independent Supreme Lord. Exactly like an instrument of wood, I dance as you make me do so. I am low-born. Indeed, I am the lowest. I am condemned, for I have all the characteristics of a sinful man. So if you keep me alive, what will be the profit?" "Oh, Sanatan, your body is my property, You have already surrendered unto me. Therefore, you no longer have any claim to your body. Why should you want to destroy another's property? Can you not consider what is right and wrong? Your body is my principal instrument for executing many necessary functions. By your body, I shall carry out many tasks, for you shall have to ascertain the basic principles of a devotee, devotional service, love of Godhead, Vaishnava duties, and Vaishnava characteristics. You will also have to explain Krishna's devotional service, establish centers for the cultivation of love of Krishna, excavate lost places of pilgrimage, and teach people how to adopt the renounced order. So I have 9 basic principles for you to ascertain. Mathura Vrindavan is my own very dear abode, and I want to do many things there to preach Krishna consciousness. By the order of my mother, I am sitting here in Jagannath Puri, and therefore I cannot go to Mathura Vrindavan to teach people how to live there according to religious principles. I have to do all this work through your body, but you want to give it up? How can I tolerate this? Oh my Lord, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. No one can understand the deep ideas you plan within your heart. A wooden doll chants and dances according to the direction of a magician, but does not know how it is dancing and singing. My dear Lord, as you cause one to dance, one dances accordingly. But how one dances and who is causing one to dance, one does not know. My dear Haridas, please hear me. This gentleman wants to destroy another's property. One who is entrusted with another's property does not distribute it or use it for one's own purposes. Therefore, tell him not to do such an unlawful thing. My Lord, we are falsely proud of our capabilities. Actually, we cannot understand your deep intentions, for unless you inform us, we cannot understand what your purpose is, nor what you want to do through whom. My dear Sri Krishna Chaitanya, since you, a great personality, have accepted Sanatana Goswami, he is greatly fortunate. No one can be as fortunate as he. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced both Haridas Thakur and Sanatana Goswami and then got up and left to perform his noon duties. Recorded March 19, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Jai Gaurangera Namaloy Star Hoy Premodoy Sare Mui Jai Bolihari Gauranga Gune Te Jure Nitya Lila Sare Shpure Sejana Bhakati Adi Sari Se Gaurangera Namaloy Sarhoy Premodoy Sare Mui Jai Bolihari Gauranga gune ke jure Nitya lila chare spure Se jhanna bhakati adhikari Che gaurangera namaloy Chara hoy premodoy Chare mui jai bodhihari Gauranga gunete shure Nitya lila thare spure Se jhanna bhakati adhikari
Anyone who simply chants the name Sri Krishna Chaitanya will immediately develop love of Godhead. I then offer him or her all congratulations by saying, Bravo! 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 And if anyone feels ecstasy and cries simply by hearing the transcendental qualities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he or she at once understands the eternal loving affairs between Radha and Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jai Gaura Madhuswara, Jai Gaura Madhuswara, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam.